This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, doesn't matter why or what for, we appreciate what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go over to Parler, and you'll find us as the Captain's America there. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website and take advantage of the things we have there, too, at the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And I'm going to be adding another new offer over there on the website a little bit later today, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have an interesting story coming out of Arizona, which is going to definitely be contested in the United States House of Representatives. A joint meeting they're going to have because Joe Biden won Arizona, correct?
Well, that's what they say.
I know. And the Arizona Republicans cast an alternate set of electors for Donald Trump, and that's who they're sending to vote in the election in Washington, D.C. Now, that's going to bring up an immediate challenge, correct?
Correct.
So I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, as we talked about yesterday, there were a couple of challenges in the past that went nowhere, but we'll see what happens here because it's totally up to the governor, and if the governor signed off on this, then guess what? They will be counted.
Did the Trump campaign issue a lawsuit on Arizona yesterday?
I thought they did. Mm-hmm.
Seems to me they did. I've gotten to the point where I'm so confused on what...
Everybody's suing everybody right now.
Well, but yep. Some have stopped. I mean, some have been dismissed, mm-hmm. and so forth and so on, so... I don't know where we are with this, but I think that the campaign has got a couple of the things certainly in the pipeline, and I think Arizona just happened again. And it's real curious to me that there hasn't been a lawsuit, not at least of which I've seen, I could be wrong, against the consent decree in Georgia between Stacey Abrams and Raffensperger, because that violates the Georgia law. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't think he had the authority to change the law.
Mm-mm.
So I haven't seen that lawsuit, unless somebody else has.
Now, let's talk about the voting machines for a second here, because a lot of people are a little bit confused with this. We've got we've actually got more than two kinds of voting machines, but let me just use, for example, the Dominion Systems network and then use the ESNS network. I did some research yesterday. I tried to find if there was any irregularities or any problems anywhere in the country with the ESNS system where they had it. There wasn't.
Correct.
So,
correct.
So here we go again. And I got people asking me. I had people ask me last night because I said this on the show yesterday with Ron Edwards. I said, why in the hell are they using Dominion with the problems? They need to get rid of these things, like, as of, like, right now.
Well, let's take Florida as an example, okay? When it comes to voting irregularities, I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen there. One is that you've got, you know, ballots that were lost and never even counted. Well, that's got nothing to do with the machine. Or two, that you've got machines that weren't updated, or three, that went down, so they had to bring in, you know, some reserve machines, wherever they may have been. You've got stolen ballots. You've got double ballots. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. We've got a lot of very different conditions here. Now, I haven't seen, like you said, ES&S machines being the culprit. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I did that piece of research the other day on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida has both machines. Yep. They have ES&S and they have Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
18 counties in the state of Florida used Dominion. Only two, hold on here, only two of the Dominion machines in Florida, of the Dominion machines in Florida, went to Biden. That was Leon County.
Which is Tallahassee, County. And that's up in the Panhandle. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
All the other Dominion machines went to Trump. So when I get asked, or if I'm told that, you know, I need to change radio stations and, you know, get my head in order, because the Dominion machines were designed for fraud, well, it's kind of, the question is not quite right, but I understand the question. So we have the case in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read the report last night, the very long report last night that was done by Russell Ramsland, I think is his name,
mm-hmm.
Ramsland, who's with the Allied Security Operations Group. I read the thing. Pretty technical, 30-some-odd pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so Antrim County does have a problem, but what about the rest of Michigan? Do you mm-hmm. see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to give you the phone number so you can call in and opine if that's what you'd like to do, or ask Denise a question.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now remember, for a limited time, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they've got over there, and you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now you can also give them a call at 800-246-8750. One to speak with a health coach and get your questions asked over there about the products they have and what they'll do for you. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. All right, and back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mr. Eric Swalwell, Congressman Extraordinary. The House Republicans yesterday urged Nancy Pelosi to remove Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee over the spy scandal. And we were talking during the break, and you said it's simple. All Donald Trump has to do is remove his security clearance.
That's right. And the truth of the matter is, you know, Trump threatened to do it on John Brennan, and for whatever reason, he publicly threatened to do it. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, he never did. That's very curious to me. But anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, Trump has the authority to strip people of security clearance. So not only would I start with Eric Swalwell, I wouldn't end with him because I'd be throwing people in there like Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
And
I could think of a couple of others, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of like, why do we want to go back and forth and have all this nonsense? You know, and the truth of the matter is, I would throw Nancy Pelosi in there too.
Yeah.
The reason is because she admits that she knew about Swalwell and this little Christine Wong.
Yeah, and Dianne Feinstein with her episode with the driver for the 20 years he worked for.
Well, that was a lot of years ago.
Oh, no.
I think she needs to have her wings clipped, too, because I think she's going through some dementia, as Chuck Schumer has had two talks with her about it, that she needs to come off the committees.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a caller, and I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Denise Simon?
My name is Dennis. I'm calling from Sarasota. I've called before.
Okay.
It's a little off topic, but I'm going to throw it out there. It's a very short, succinct. Does she know anything about that explosion that took place in Lebanon in August? We keep being reminded of it. Did anyone figure out ever who was responsible for that?
Okay, we'll answer the question for you. Denise, I was told it was a missile of some sort, a rock, or maybe a shoulder-fired missile that set that off.
Well, there's a lot of theories, and I will tell you that I don't know that that hit the ammonium nitrate that was stored there. I would say that there are some charges that are being applied, but the final answer is I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that ammonium nitrate came off of an abandoned Russian ship, as I recall.
Correct.
I would be poking around if you could see, maybe get closer to the answer. Would be to see what Israel has to say, because they're the ones that would have, I think, the best intelligence, the best operatives.
Mm-hmm.
But that property damage, just so you know, the property damage there came to around, it was in excess of $10 billion.
Yeah.
And it left 300,000 people homeless.
That's right. It just destroyed the entire downtown area around that port.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I.
So that's the best I can answer for him, because I don't want to put out bad information, but I would say you might be a little closer to see.
No, and when Colonel Jim and I talked about it, matter of fact, I'll talk about it in the next hour with Colonel Jim when he comes on. When Colonel Jim and I talked about it, the reports that were out there were coming in was the intelligence was saying it was some sort of shoulder fired device that took that out, and the reason they know that is because they saw a flash of some sort off in the distance where something could have been touched off.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw the video that we saw. Okay, hey, how about Beijing? There was a professor of some sort teaching at a seminar in Beijing yesterday, and he bragged about the fact that China controlled Joe Biden, and they were so happy that Joe Biden was going to be the president.
Actually, he was giving a speech, and it was replayed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's been played a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who his audience was. I didn't pay too much attention to that. But they were virtually admitting the truth of what China's operations are, and saying it in such a matter that he was gloating, and Beijing is gloating, that they are literally going to knock the United States from its perch, from its standing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's paying attention, they are working diligently to do that, not only by, building the islands in the South China Sea and weaponizing, which they said they would never do, by stealing our intellectual property, by having at least 300,000 spies, operatives here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's just hacking. I mean, mm-hmm. they're working diligently at that. Mm-hmm. So what he says is exactly right.
I got a question here sent to me by the internet, and it's from Ronnie listening to us in Columbia, South Carolina. Thank you, Ronnie, for chiming in. He says he's loving the show, loving what's going on. He says, what's the story on the cyber attack? Was it Russia or somebody else?
It looks like it was, in fact, what is known as SVR, which is Russia. We have kind of dubbed it Cozy Bear. And, of course, Russia denies it, but people inside government, they're cyber experts in several of our different government agencies, as well as outside of government that are run their own kind of cyber operations, like there's the Black Cats, and, you know, there's FireEye and so forth and so on. They're all pointing to Russia. And interestingly enough, this looks like almost every hack comes in through somebody's email, because somebody gets sent an email with embedded stuff in the email, and the idiots open up the email, and they're not taking the caution, and then as soon as they do that, it's in the machine. Any other subsequent email goes to everybody else, and that's known as phishing. Now, apparently, several government agencies are using a suite of software called Microsoft Office 365, which has apparently some flaws in it. Microsoft has not responded publicly. They have not commented.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there were a couple of people that were looking at something else, like FireEye.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking at something else and found out that they had been hacked by accident, and then it kind of went wider with another software company called SolarWinds. SolarWinds is actually based in Austin, Texas, and the reports were that there was a raid in their headquarters offices. I wouldn't call it a raid. They went over there, the marshals and I think FBI, went to SolarWinds offices with a subpoena. They're cooperating, by the way, so it's not a raid.
Mm-hmm.
Because of major concerns on how many government agencies, including the Pentagon, use SolarWinds. So, yes, it for all intents and purposes, it absolutely looks like Russia. But the bigger problem is all these weaknesses that we seem to have. This is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal because of how many government agencies there were. It was way beyond the Department of Treasury and the Department of Commerce.
Wow. And then we got just about enough time for this one. Nancy Pelosi yesterday made a new rule, mandated that masks must be worn to speak on the House floor. And if you take your mask and lower it when you're speaking, you lose your time at the podium.
Whatever.
By the way, our buddy Tom Del Beccaro is on the television right now, and I swear to God, he's got a blue light in his face.
Okay.
That's what it looks like to me, because his face is kind of blue and his shirt is definitely lighting up blue. I think he's running a blue light for some lighting for himself that kind of looks that way. But anyway, I'll see you later today, and we will talk tonight on a Redidio, so stay low.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and check out everything that she writes and take advantage of it over there at her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for the newsletter that she puts out there, too, so you can get all the stories. So be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders met again Tuesday to try to hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extension, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, but I always tell you what you need to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their campuses. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit NAA.edu/success.
Now, here's the deal. The National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. So there's one up there for you folks listening to us in the New England area and up there in Maine, certainly within driving distance from our listeners that are up there in Portland, Maine, our new affiliate up there. So I would check that out. Now, also,
Down the line, down here in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, we have the campus down here. So you have the two campuses. Now, what you want to do, in my humble opinion, is to give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, because you'll find out firsthand what they have to offer, be able to talk to the instructors, the students, see for your own eyes what it is that's involved. And I'm telling you, this is a tremendous, tremendous job opportunity for you. Tremendous job opportunity for you. It can turn your life right around because of what's involved, the money that can be made, and you can certainly do very well very quickly, and you could wind up with a six-figure salary sooner than you think by becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Okay. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. 800-659-2080. Now, the U.S. has sanctioned their ally, NATO ally, Turkey, over the purchase of the Russian missile defense system. Now, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on its NATO ally, Turkey, over that purchase of the Russian air defense system in a striking move against its longtime partner that sets the stage for further confrontation between the two nations as the Joe Biden administration prepares to take office. Now, also, as the first coronavirus vaccines went into arms across America, senior National Guard officials from Ohio, Oklahoma, and West Virginia detailed the critical role their troops are playing in distributing the vaccine in spite of the extreme storage temperature requirements in some cases. 90 below zero, for example, with the Pfizer vaccine. Not that cold with the Moderna. And for the first time in its 100-year history, women will attend recruit training at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego early next year, the Marine Corps said in a news release. San Diego Marine Corps Boot Camp will be training female recruits in 2021. We'll see how that works out. Now, a key House lawmaker called for the Chamber's Ethics Committee to launch an investigation into Congressman Dan Crenshaw for his role in a controversial campaign by Veterans Affairs officials to discredit a sexual assault victim. I'm not familiar with what it is that's going on there, but I guess we'll find out. Now, the Army Criminal Investigation Command has been dealing with the unexpected and overworked investigators at large Army posts for years now, according to four career special agents who served in a mix of domestic and overseas CID offices. Now, we'll see how that works out, too. By the way, the Malkin Island Amphibious Ready Group and the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit are now operating in the Indian Ocean after spending some time in the South China Sea. This coming in to us right now as we find out where some of the troop deployments are. And the U.S. military, over the weekend, and then again to start the week out, added 16 new coronavirus cases in Japan, 17 in South Korea, where the government is contemplating a tougher pandemic measure. And again, we'll see how that works out. Also, U.S. Africa Command showed that it's not about to scale back the fight against the Islamic terrorist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia, releasing its first video of a targeted airstrike December 10th as American soldiers were preparing to leave the country at President Trump's orders. Now, they're not going far. So it's not like they're going to pull out and leave them high and dry there. That's not what they're doing. They're not going far at all. And the Trump administration continued its efforts to replace Pentagon advisors with loyalists as it tapped former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and others on Monday to replace ousted members of the Defense Policy Board, which included Henry Kissinger, I might add. Now that Joe Biden has picked Lloyd Austin, a retired Army four-star general, to lead the Department of Defense. The next question becomes, who will serve as his deputy defense secretary or the number two person in the department? Well, we've heard some different things, but we don't know. Could be a woman. Could be this Flournoy woman. We'll see. She's been in that position before. We'll see if she winds up getting it back. Now, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called on the Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie to resign after a watchdog report revealed he disparaged a congressional aide who reported being sexually assaulted at a VA facility. That's got Mr. Wilkie in big trouble right now. And Joe Biden in the White House, along with Republicans maintaining sway over the Senate, observers shouldn't expect a radical change in military spending or strategy. So some very key analysts are saying right now, and I believe that. I don't think much of anything's going to change. That's when it comes to the Pentagon, when it comes to the spending that's there. Now, with a base in Sudan, Russia expects its military reach in Africa to get larger. Russia struck a deal with Khartoum in the Sudan to establish its first naval outpost on the continent. No surprise there. They've been working very closely with the Sudan. So we'll see how that works. By the way, Army Alaska wants to recruit its cold weather lovers and have them train with the Norwegians and Indians in the Himalayas. Boy, you want to talk about cold? That's going to be cold. And in a review of Fort Hood and the 3rd Cavalry Regiment, the 3rd Cavalry Regiment's new command team announced it's canceled an upcoming rotation to the National Training Center at Fort Irwin, California, to allow time to rebuild unit cohesion, one of the problems identified with the independent review at Fort Hood, Texas. So those soldiers aren't going anywhere until they have a chance to do a little bit more bonding, if you will. And Army modernization officials are preparing to replace a formal invitation to defense firms to enter the design phase for the new armored vehicle that will replace the Bradley fighting vehicle. I've seen a couple of the versions out there. It's really exciting. Can't wait to see what it is you're going to do. By the way, the Army in Europe, it's in search of a new mantra that includes its Africa mission. Strong Europe is the slogan that currently defines the Army's mission on the continent. And it's on the way out as the service looks for one that includes a new message for Africa, too. We'll see how they put that out there. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means we're going to rapidly be going to break. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, I'm taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they work for me very well because I definitely don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and this is one way that you can certainly get them. And I certainly don't eat enough of the right kind of foods either, and this helps you with that. And it gives me a little bit more pep in my step, and it makes me feel a little bit more vibrant. So there you go. So for a limited time, you can go on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the stuff they have there to offer, and you can save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. All you have to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call and talk to a health coach at 800-246-8751. Remember, to start feeling better like I have, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Hey, how are you?
Got paid a very nice compliment last night by some folks where I spoke, telling me that they've heard us talk for years on the radio, which is true. And we were on a number of the same stations together, which is true. And they really like what we do and how we do it. And I said, I'll make sure I pass that along to you. So there you are.
Oh, that's very nice. Where were you at?
I was at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We had about 250 people there last night. Roger Stone was the principal speaker, but myself and Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America and Colonel Jim, my guest coming up in about 15 minutes, were there talking.
Well, that's fantastic. Sounds like you guys had a great time.
Yeah, we did. We did. Now, you're a sports guy, right?
Oh, yes.
Major League Baseball and the Players Union is disputing the start of the season. It seems that Major League Baseball is at odds with the Players Union over when to start the season. Now, they just finished it, and they want to start, I guess the players want to start a little bit later, maybe, but the Major League Baseball wants to start just like they normally do, so pitchers and catchers will be reporting in about 6 weeks.
I think that there's also an issue, too, is that I was listening to this yesterday, was saying that if they can get COVID vaccines at some point in time, they were thinking about delaying the start of the season and waiting that out. I don't know if that's going to end up being the case or not.
For the players or for the fans?
For the players.
Okay. Well, they're going to be able to get it. It's just not going to be until sometime in the summer because of the way the priorities are set up.
Or, I mean, like I said, hopefully the Moderna vaccine should be approved by tomorrow.
And yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case, that would be great.
Yeah, and then there's another one coming after it. Actually, there's four. There's two more in the pipeline besides Moderna. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, it could be great. I mean, it could be a fantastic situation. Where we can get these vaccines out. And hopefully, get. People back to work is what we really want.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with Joel Osteen and his Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, one of the mega churches?
Everybody's familiar with who he is, yeah.
Okay. We found out yesterday that he got a PPP loan for $4.4 million.
Wow. I talked to you about this on my show, and listen, everybody's got their own, everybody's face is different. To me, there's certain things that you do in life, in my opinion, that you do not for the money and you do not to get rich. I'm big in donating my time and teaching kids how to play ball and coaching kids. And I've never seemed to understand this, getting wealthy. By preaching the gospel. I just don't believe in that. I think that that's something that you do. You can go out and get yourself a real job. Or if you take a vow of poverty or something like that. I just don't believe what these guys do is right. I mean, everybody, like I said, everybody's different. Think about that. His church is getting that much money.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. It really is. I don't know what his staffing looks like. I don't know why he would need that much in PPP loans. How many people does he actually have working for him? Like I said, I technically worked in my church growing up. I was an altar boy. We weren't paid. We got a tip when we did a wedding from time to time.
Correct. Now, let's talk about Hunter Biden for a minute, because apparently the reason that he's being looked at right now is it's come to light that a $400,000 amount of money that he made, unreported income from the Ukraine, from another company in the Ukraine other than Burisma, was not included in his income tax return, so he did not pay the income tax on that, and that's apparently what spiked this look at Hunter Biden. Have you heard that?
I've been reading into a myriad of different things in regards to Hunter Biden. There's obviously a lot going on. This magical $400,000 that just he forgot to pay taxes on. I was looking into that, and I found that story kind of ironic in the fact that Joe Biden is typically picking out people that make over $400,000 as far as his tax hikes are concerned. So I kind of found that kind of interesting. But yeah, a lot going on. Again, the guy is, you know, he's an incompetent kid who had a well-connected father, and that's how he's making his money.
Yeah. Now, we're going to mention the stimulus again because Mitch McConnell came out yesterday and in no uncertain terms said he is trying to make sure before they leave the Capitol, the Senate has a stimulus bill of some sort out there in the system.
You know, I don't know what kind of stimulus bill they're going to come up with. I know that they compromised by splitting the two bills. I don't know if that's going to work with Nancy Pelosi. Also, a big sticking point for the Republicans, which the Democrats don't like, is the liability protection for businesses and schools and churches and other things out there. Again, we all know that the tort attorneys are big contributors to the Democrats, and they want to start filing lawsuits like crazy. So I don't know. We'll see where it comes out. You know, to me, again, I think it's important that you help out those people that are in need that can't work, no fault of their own that they cannot work. I think that is going to be great. I do think that we're going to need to help jumpstart small businesses here in this country. I've been discussing this for a long time. My concern is under a Biden administration, it's looking pretty bad. I'm being honest with you, Matt, right now. It's sad. You're taking a look at the people that he's filling his cabinet with.
Yeah.
All long-time, big government, Democrat operatives. I mean, what's her name there? Now he put Granholm in charge of the Department of Energy. Now, first and foremost, we shouldn't even have a Department of Energy. But, again, what does she know about this? No, it's just, again, it's the same names, the same faces, the same people running the country. And again, I guess many people, this is what you want, but it's a shame that you think that these are the only people that are actually competent in the entire country. And, you know, they've been driving this into the ground for so long. It's pretty sad. Now we're going to get Biden's going to be putting all these little tinkers or Lilliputians, if you will, tying people down. That's not going to be good for the economy and growth.
By the way, doesn't Hillary Clinton live up in New York State?
I mean, her residency is in, Chappaqua up in Westchester.
Okay, so when she cast a vote for the Electoral College for Joe Biden, that was in New York State?
Yes.
Okay, well, she cast her vote, her Electoral College vote, because she was an elector, for Joe Biden, and then called for abolishing the Electoral College for the umpteenth time.
And these people, they don't like the United States Constitution. They're big believers in this, the majority should rule over individual rights. And this again, it goes back to philosophy from the progressives at the turn of the century. And I'm not talking about the turn of the last century, turn it into the 20th century. Woodrow Wilson leading the charge when he ended up becoming president. They don't like him. They don't believe in the belief in individual rights. They believe that the majority should rule, and we don't have that here in this country. The word democracy isn't mentioned one time in the United States Constitution. You know, democracies can be very, very dangerous if you don't protect individual rights. That's what they believe in.
Yeah. All righty, here comes the music, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Meantime, stay out of the rain. It looks like you're going to get rain first. You might get some snow during the evening, but it looks like you're going to get mostly rain, but it's going to get miserable quick up there.
Yeah, I'm all ready for it. I got my salt, my shovels, and ready to go.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll see how much snow you got, rain or whatever, okay?
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He and I have been having our conversations for 20 years on the radio. I'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.